Joining us now from Capitol Hill is Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat from the state of Michigan. He's the top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee. Last month, Senator Levin sent a letter to CIA Director George Tenet expressing concern that U.S. intelligence agencies were not giving U.N. weapons inspectors all the information that they have about suspected weapon sites in Iraq, thus undermining the inspections process. Senator Levin, good of you to be back with us on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil.
Why do you think the intelligence agencies are not being more forthcoming?
I just don't know what the reason could be. They have told me in a classified letter, which I've shared with the leadership, numbers about how many suspect sites they've shared with the inspectors, which is totally at odds with what they say publicly, which is that they've shared all of the sites that have suspect sites that have actionable intelligence. There's just a complete disconnect between their private correspondence, which is classified, with me, which I've shared again with the leadership here, and what they're saying publicly. And I don't know what the reason could possibly be. Perhaps they want the inspections to end so much that they're saying that our sharing of information is now complete, so that it doesn't, there are no more sites to be shared, and that would mean that that does not give further reason for delay. I can't think of any other reason than that, Neil.
You would think that in the search for smoking guns, they'd be the information would be flowing.
Well, one would think that, and but I can only tell you that what they told us privately in a classified way was just a fraction of the suspect sites had been shared with the UN. What they say in the public way is that all significant sites have now been shared.
Mm-hmm. Director Tenet replied to you in a letter last week, and we saw you and Senator Warner talking about that this past weekend on one of the talk shows.
Right, and I replied to Mr. Tenet with a very clear request: release the percentage of sites of each category which have been shared with the UN. Even if he won't give the numbers, he's refused to declassify the number of sites in our inventory. I don't know why that number should be classified, but if it is, then not much I can do about it. But there's no reason why the percentage of suspect sites of each class, high, medium, and low interest, should not be made public, and that's what I've challenged him to do, and I've asked him to do that promptly, because there's such a complete disconnect between, again, what he's saying in his classified correspondence and what they've said publicly.
Might there be concern about leaks in the inspection teams and fears that by providing this information to the inspectors, you might either compromise sources and methods, which we've talked about, or compromise that the Iraqis might move them and thus be able to more use them should a conflict erupt?
Well, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is that they've shared all the information that has any significant intelligence value. So that's not the reason they're giving. A few weeks before, they said that they've shared everything. Not only did they give me a classified letter that said quite to the contrary, that there was a huge percentage that had not been shared, but they also gave as the reason for not sharing more that the UN was given as much as they could handle. But now the story is that they've been given everything that is useful.
We may be a matter of a week or even days away from the prospect of a conflict. We were talking about just a moment ago whether the British Parliament might have another debate on this issue. Will the U.S. Senate, will the U.S. Congress have another debate on this issue?
Well, the debate is taking place, of course. There was an alternative resolution which I had offered, which said that we would not go unilaterally without authority specifically from the Congress. My alternative, which was defeated, authorized the President to use military force if the UN authorized it, but otherwise to come back to Congress. So we had a debate a number of months ago. We had a vote. We have a continuing debate now. The question is whether or not there should be another vote on a resolution to authorize unilateral action. And the reason that I'm reluctant to see that happen is that I'm very much opposed to going alone, going unilaterally, and I'm afraid the result of the vote would be the same, and that this would play right into the unilateral cause. And I don't want to do anything which would help the folks who want to proceed without UN authority.
Senator Levin, thank you very
sure.
much. Bye-bye. Senator Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, speaking with us from Capitol Hill. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Justine Kennan, Alicia Montgomery, and Megan Williams, and directed by Rolando Arrieta, who leaves us today. Thank you, Rolando. Our production assistant is Brendan Banizak, and our interns are T.K. Dalton and Daniel Riemann. Kevin Wade is our technical technical director. He's had help from Peter Elena, Vincent Muse, Cal Southworth, and Mitch Eaton. Alan Silva is our senior editor. Sue Goodwin, the senior producer. Leith Bishop is our executive producer. Rolando Arrieta has been our director for the past several weeks. He's moving on to other pursuits. Good luck to you, and we appreciate it. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.